state study on. That would be a good piece of.
Yeah.
We have an order. It's just your order of this fall.
I'll wait to the end to Ms. Doria's question about that. So I'll go ahead and ask this question.
This fall.
Yeah, I would say that it is a priority to meet the conditions or to meet the, you know, to do what the audit is asking. I also think that I would like to know how much are we talking about this? I mean, how many staff members are involved? And approximately what is the cost of that compared to what the bond is? I would like that information so that we have it seems to be a real point of contention for the bond oversight committee. And I kind of want to clarify what that is in proportion to the whole picture.
So at this point, what we're bargaining has to do with the time that will be allocated. There's an outstanding question about reconciliation of time regarding our internal auditor and how will we reconcile times, types of checks and balances that we have in our system. So there's, again, there's, while it may seem pretty straightforward, there's a number of considerations and departments within our district that are going to be affected by this. So it includes more directly planning construction, but there's also a limited amount of staff in our finance office, as well as our internal audit that will have a portion of this, as well as purchasing departments. So again, there's a number of departments that may have bits and pieces. So how we actually implement that is what we're working on. That's why it's partially, I can see where there's a sense of getting it done, but similar to other processes that we have to work with, it actually impacts and we're trying to work through that process. And again, we feel like we've been diligent doing that to get to a point where we can report that we are there, but it has taken some time to get here. I do it all the time. And it's part of us working through the process with the directing of the meeting and not have to end up having to get into a contentious relationship after the time.
Mr. Kearney, Dr. Janney, and then if you want to go, Mr. Burns.
Well, I need to disagree with my friend Robbie Allery. He shouldn't have an interim kind of thing or a thing just to try to meet some kind of goal. The point is, we're supposed to do it a certain way, and we need to make that negotiation, put the process in place. Because in my mind, the issue really isn't whether or not I come over here saying, well, you know, supervisor, no, that's true. The point is that the recommendation from the audit, and the audit is done by a company that looks at the true intent of the bond oversight is involved from Prop 39 right on down to why we have the kind of structure we have with these bonds is the accountability. And that accountability is supposed to be held a certain way throughout the structure of management of the bond. And that includes individuals keeping track of how much they work on the bond. And that's what needs to be done. And, you know, Dr. Gary's going to have to walk the mile and fight the fight. Their negotiations are not fun. I'm involved in another school somewhere else, and it's just going to have to be long, but it's got to be done right. And I understand. But that's what's required. And so, I'll have your thoughts.
Jim?
Quick question, Dr. Gary. The audit, did it say specifically that it had to be done every single day, or could it be done in a way that the other districts, the neighboring districts, have done it?
So we looked at that question, and what we heard was a strong interest from CBOC and around the regular and ongoing. This was something that we explored doing something on kind of a quarterly basis. That would time certification is what it's called, instead of time card. So the certification would not necessarily have necessitated an impact and effect because it would have only been 2 weeks out of a quarter since we went to a position of actually bargaining on an ongoing basis, whether it's daily or weekly. It's ongoing. It's not something that happens on a quarterly basis. Then that's what caused them to affect our need to bargain.
Okay. So So I want to know, what did the audit call for? Do we know?
I want to, I can cite a recollection, something along the lines of more effective kind of accounting.
That could depend upon where the CBOC wants to go with that and the board, but
I recall there was a lot of comments from the CBOC that they were not happy with the way that Grossmont was doing it or sending annual time accounts. They wanted to have ongoing time accounts. And that I remember hearing that myself.
Okay. We have a line. We have Mr. Renovich, Mr. McCreary, Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Pike, can you next?